Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a glue jungle riser in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming for that smoky warehouse vibe, not a glossy festival swell. So what is a jungle riser, really? In drum and bass, it's not just an effect. It's an arrangement tool. It helps pull the track into the next phrase, builds anticipation before the drop, and adds movement without overcrowding the drums and bass. The key idea here is pressure build, not big flashy sound design. We want tense, gritty, controlled, and a little industrial. Let's set the scene. Picture a breakbeat getting sucked through a tunnel, a bit of noise lifting into the air, a filtered synth tone opening up, and maybe a hint of resampled drum texture. That's the kind of energy we're after. First, create a clean riser lane in your project. Make a new track and label it something like Riser Jungle Glue. Keep it separate from your main drums and bass so you can shape it properly. If you're working at a DMB tempo, aim for around 170 to 174 BPM. We're going to build this as a 4-bar riser, but later you can stretch the idea to 2 bars or 8 bars depending on the arrangement. Now let's build the main tone. On a MIDI track, load up Wavetable or Operator. Keep it simple. In Wavetable, pick a basic saw or square style sound. In Operator, a sine or saw works great. Don't get fancy yet. We're laying the foundation. Hold one note for the full 4 bars. If your track is in a darker key, try D, F, or G. If you're not sure, just pick a note that sits comfortably with your bass line later. The important thing is that the note stays stable while the movement comes from automation. Set the sound to start mellow. Use a low-pass filter, and begin with the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz. Add a little detune if you want width, but keep it subtle. Around 5 to 15% is enough. Then shape the amp envelope so it feels smooth, with a short attack and a release that doesn't cut off too abruptly. We want a rise, not a stab. Now for the real motion. Automate the filter cutoff across the 4 bars. Start dark and low, then open it gradually until it reaches around 4 to 8 kHz by the end. A useful trick here is to keep the first 2 bars fairly restrained, then let bars 3 and 4 open up faster. That creates a stronger sense of tension right before the drop. You can also add a little resonance as the riser builds, just enough to give it some bite. If your synth allows pitch movement, add a tiny upward push, maybe 1 to 3 semitones over the whole phrase. Keep all of this subtle. In DNB, the riser should climb through the mix, not take over the whole track. Next, let's add a noise layer. This is what gives the riser air, hiss, and that dusty warehouse feel. Make a second MIDI track and load another synth or noise source. Keep it bright, but high-pass it aggressively so it doesn't add any low-end clutter. Start with the high-pass somewhere around 500 Hz to 1 kHz, then automate that cutoff upward as well. A little saturation after the noise layer can help it feel denser and more physical. Think tape hiss, old circuitry, static in the room, that kind of thing. This layer should support the synth tone, not replace it. Keep it quieter than the main tonal layer, so the whole thing still feels focused. Now for the jungle part. Resample a bit of a breakbeat or drum loop from your project. Even 1 or 2 bars is enough. Duplicate it, reverse a small section, slice a tail, or warp it if needed, then process it into a texture layer. This is where the sound starts to feel like it belongs in drum and bass rather than just being a generic effects riser. On the break texture, try auto filter, reverb, echo, saturator, and maybe drum bus if you want extra glue. High pass or bend pass the sample, then sweep the filter from around 300 Hz up to 6 or even 10 kHz. Keep the reverb fairly small to medium, with a decay somewhere around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. For delay, synced 1/8 or 1/4 notes works well, and keep the feedback low, around 10 to 25%. This layer is the secret weapon. It gives the riser that jungle identity, because it feels like the rhythm section itself is getting pulled into the transition. That's way more interesting than a clean synthetic swell. Now let's glue the layers together. Route your synth, noise, and break texture into a group track or bus so you can shape them as one sound. On the bus, use EQ 8 to high pass the lows, maybe somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. Add a glue compressor with a light ratio, around 2 to 1, and only a few decibels of gain reduction. Then use a saturator lightly for grit and density. If needed, use utility to control the stereo width, starting a little narrower and opening up slightly toward the end. This is important. Keep the low end out of the way of your kick and sub. The riser should frame the drop, not fight it. If the sound gets muddy, cut some of the low mids, especially around 200 to 500 Hz. If it feels weak, raise the automation range or add a bit more texture in the final half of the phrase. Now shape the last bar so it really lands. The final half bar is where the riser earns its place. You can open the filter a little harder, increase the reverb, wet amount, or briefly widen the stereo image. A nice move is to mute the dry signal just before the drop and let the tail bloom into the impact. You can also add a reverse, reverb swell or a tiny delay throw on the last hit. That last moment matters a lot in DNB. A strong transition makes the drop hit harder because it gives the listener a clear release point. Sometimes the smartest move is to cut the riser a little earlier than you think, so the downbeat feels cleaner and heavier. Let's talk about pitch and modulation for a second. Tiny movements go a long way. A subtle upward pitch shift, a bit of detune near the end, or a very light LFO on the filter can make the riser feel alive. Just don't overdo it. If too many things are changing at once, the sound can lose its impact. Usually, one main movement and one supporting movement is enough. Always test the riser in context. Soloed sounds can be misleading. Listen to it with the kick, snare, hats, bass, and any atmosphere or vocals. Ask yourself, is it masking the snare? Is it too bright? Is it clashing with the bass note? Is the low mid area getting cloudy? If yes, trim it back. If the riser feels too polite, increase the automation range, add more texture, or push the final resonance a little harder. If it feels too messy, reduce the reverb, cut some low mids, and simplify the movement. A good beginner workflow is to make three versions. First, a clean synth rise using only Wavetable or Operator. Second, a noisy warehouse rise with a noise layer and saturation. Third, a jungle glue rise with a resampled break texture, filter movement, reverb, and echo. Keep each one 4 bars long, remove the unnecessary low end, and test them before a fake drop with drums and bass. That will teach you a lot about what kind of tension works best for your style. Here's the bigger lesson. In jungle and DNB, the riser should feel like compressed energy. It's not about being huge, it's about being focused. Use one element as the anchor. Keep the movement readable and leave room for the drop. A simple cutoff sweep plus one extra change, like widening or distortion, often sounds stronger than a complicated stack of effects. So the recipe is simple. Start with the basic synth tone. Add noise for air. Add break texture for jungle identity. Automate the filter, volume, and a little pitch. Glue the layers together with bus processing, and keep the low end under control. If it sounds tense, gritty, and controlled, and it helps the drop hit harder, then you've nailed that smoky warehouse vibe. Now go build it, bounce it, and hear how much more pressure your arrangement gets when the riser is doing its job.